Hi guys, welcome to Soul Candy, the candy for your soul. And today we are at the beautiful ocean on the coast of Oregon, and it is amazing out here. I absolutely love this part of America, and it's great. So let's get started off with our crystal. So the crystal for today is actually my first crystal. It's amethyst, and I don't actually have its meaning up right here because we're on the beach, but you can go look that up for yourself if you really want to know. It's my first crystal, and I found it very good for lightening up the vibration of the room, and it also has like a weird fairy energy thingy, and I don't know. I like it though. Astrological events, I think, yeah. So tonight we're actually going to get that meteor shower that I talked about in the first episode, and I'm super happy about that. I'm definitely going to be staying up tonight, and I'm going to watch that on the beach. It's going to be amazing. If you can hear the ocean in the background, I just love that sound. It's amazing over here. All right, so let's talk about our creator. So the creator for this week is Jordan Pierce, I think. he's based out in Winnipeg, Canada, and he's pretty nice. He runs this YouTube channel called Spirit Science, and he actually first got me into spirituality, so go check out his content for sure. It's great over there. I actually have a tarot card deck of his on pre-order, and it should be here early next month, so I'm really excited for that. I already have the app, so I'm already using the deck on my phone. Okay, let's get into the main topic of today, which is vibrations. So vibrations are pretty awesome. So take anything in this physical 3D world, and it's a vibration. The atoms in it are vibrating. They're constantly vibrating. And fire, for example, is the atoms vibrating at a higher, not higher frequency, but they're vibrating faster, I guess. So something cool about vibrations is every dimension has a different vibration. And don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure that as the dimensions get higher, you actually, you get a higher frequency in the vibration. So like the first dimension, which is lower than us for sure, has a very broad sort of wavelength. And then as we get higher, we get a higher wavelength. So that's kind of cool. So like an angelic realm, for example, would have a very high wavelength. And then a sort of lower earthly realm would be lower wavelength. So like if you've ever done shamanic journeying by me, when you go down into the lower earth, you have a lower vibrational wavelength over there. And then when you go up into the higher earth, where you can meet ascended masters and stuff like that, it's a higher wavelength. So also when you astral project, you're able to change your vibration and go up or down in the dimensions. And there's also the middle earth, which is where we are now, not to be confused with the Lord of the Rings middle earth. Which is, that's a pretty cool Middle Earth. I'd like to visit that Middle Earth sometime, but no, only in my dreams I can visit that Middle Earth. So that is vibrations. And that's very important for what we're going to be talking about, which is dimensions. So imagine, I had this like weird realization while I was meditating, and the Earth is like, we're like the different chakras. Like, we're living in different chakras. So, like, for example, we started out at the root chakra, and then once we learned how to survive, we moved up into the next chakra, and then we moved up once again, and now we're in this chakra, which is a very important chakra because it's right before we start going into the not so trivial chakras where it's more it's not as vital. So it's not like material or survival. It's not eating. It's not about finding food and all that sort of stuff. So let's call it a mirror wall, as Drumvalo Melchizedek explains in one of my favorite books, The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life. And I'm pretty sure this is in the second part. So a mirror wall, you could say. And then it's harder to pass through the mirror wall, and it's like a void, per se. And then once you pass through that void, you're in a whole new section of chakras. So the next three chakras. So the heart chakra, which is what we have to move in from our current chakra, and then the throat chakra, and then the third eye chakra. And then after that, there's going to be another sort of wall, which goes into the crown chakra. So my theory on this is actually, if you've passed this, and then once you die, if you've passed these, you actually don't incarnate onto this plane anymore. You go into the plane of the next chakra dimension thing. So we're in our sort of direction, and then once we die, we actually change 90 degrees onto, like, we're turning a corner into the next set of three chakras. So after that, once we die and we become sort of quote-unquote enlightened, true enlightenment is the Buddha enlightenment, not the kind of thing that most people are able to achieve in one lifetime. So true enlightenment is what Siddhartha, or the Buddha, as he's widely known, did, and he went through all of the chakras. But you're able to, I think, just go into the next chakra, which is the heart chakra. So in order to achieve that, you have to become a very loving being. And then after that, you have to express yourself. So in the next chakra lifetime, once you've incarnated into the heart chakra, you have to express yourself and then learn how to do that. And then after you die in that sort of dimension, you move up into the throat chakra and you incarnate into the throat chakra. And then once you become all psychic in that dimension, you turn 90 degrees again, and then you become truly enlightened. So you can either do the Buddha way, or you can do the sort of step-by-step way. You can do it the ascended Buddha master way, or the it's not easier. Well, it's easier. You can do it the other way, I think. It's pretty interesting. So I think angels are sort of, they've gone into, there are a few more chakras up than us, I think. And then angels, I think, are actually more beings. Like, they're their own being and stuff, and they're just more chakras ahead. And then they can help people, like everyone's heard of. And also, angels are real. Yay. Also, we survived 2012, so yay. Also, have you guys heard of any of those weird, like, doomsday things that everyone talks about? Once there was something from a video game, I think, and it gave us a date, and then I was at school, and then these kids are like, hey, the world's supposed to end today, and I'm like, no. But it was from a video game. So people sure like to predict the end of the world for weird reasons. Like, like a video game. And then there's also other ones that are strange. So I think that's kind of wrapping it up. I really enjoy talking to you, and thank you so much for the support on our first podcast. I also want to talk about the sort of schedule that I'm going to be doing for these podcasts. So every Monday, it's going to be talking about something spiritual, and then every Friday, I'm going to be reading a book. So last time it was The Living Tao, and I'm not exactly sure yet if I'm going to pick up from that book and keep reading it, or I'm going to read another book, possibly The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life, because that's a great book. So go and check out the second episode if you haven't already listened, and go check out the first episode if you haven't already listened to that. So bye and thank you. I'm just going to leave you guys with a minute of these amazing ocean sounds. Bye.